Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting article about Tashara Garg, an MIT economics doctoral student, and her fascinating research journey.
Sounds compelling. So what's the core of her research about?
Well, Garg focuses on trade, economic geography, and development, tackling complex questions like how regions transition from agriculture to manufacturing and services, and whether government policies can influence this shift.
That sounds like a massive undertaking. How does she approach such intricate issues?
Garg combines tools from industrial organization and numerical algebraic geometry. Her paper on industrial policy and coordination failures in India, for instance, revealed that state-developed industrial zones significantly increased the likelihood of regions transitioning to higher industrialization.
Wow, 38% is a substantial impact. But creating those tools couldn't have been easy. Did the article mention any challenges she faced?
Absolutely. Standard tools weren't cutting it, so Garg had to develop new ones. The article emphasizes the multidisciplinary approach she takes, learning from different fields to tackle these unique challenges. MIT's environment, it seems, really fostered this kind of out-of-the-box thinking.
Fascinating. It sounds like MIT played a significant role in her journey. Tell me more about her path to MIT.
Her path wasn't typical. Coming from Kathal, India, she faced societal pressure to follow a more traditional route. But her passion for learning, particularly in math and later economics, propelled her forward.
Hold on. From accounting to a PhD at MIT? That's quite the leap.
Exactly. It wasn't a straightforward path. She even worked at a hedge fund for a year before deciding to pursue her doctorate. The article mentions she was drawn to academia, specifically the rigorous deductive reasoning in economics.
I get it. So arriving at MIT, a whole new country, must have been a huge adjustment.
Definitely. The article highlights cultural differences, language barriers, and the lack of a pre-existing social network. The COVID pandemic hitting shortly after she arrived added another layer of complexity, but she found support from the MIT community, faculty, and friends, which helped her find her voice and thrive.
That speaks volumes about the MIT community. Did the article mention any specific influences during her time there?
Yes, she mentions Tobias Sals, whose industrial organization class sparked her interest despite the challenging material. He later became her dissertation advisor, and notably, Nobel laureate Abhijit Banerjee helped her develop confidence in her unique approach to research.
So what's next for her after MIT?
A postdoc at Princeton University this fall, followed by a professorship at Stanford University in 2026. It's clear she values mentorship, aiming to pay forward the support she received, especially to women and those from similar backgrounds.
That's inspiring. Any final thoughts about Tashara Garg's story?
Her story emphasizes the power of pursuing your passions, embracing challenges, and the importance of a supportive community. Garg's work also highlights the potential of interdisciplinary approaches in addressing complex economic questions. It's a testament to her dedication and vision. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.